Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about bloodless treatment of anemia, answer the drug information question, which antibiotic should be given to a patient with necrotizing pancreatitis, and share a resource I use to teach pathophysiology. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode89. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free community of professionals from around the world collaborating using real-time messaging. I like to think of it as a modern and more convenient version of an email listserv. I invite you to join me and the hundreds of other Pharmacy Nation members there by signing up at pharmacynation.org. The article I'd like to share for the show is titled Outcomes of a Protocol Driven Care of Critically Ill, Severely Anemic Patients for Whom Blood Transfusion is Not an Option. The lead author is Arye Shander, and this was published in Critical Care Medicine, June 2016. Englewood Hospital and Medical Center has managed patients for whom blood transfusion is not an option using a bloodless protocol, which has been in place since 1994. Now, the purpose of their study was to compare the outcomes of severely anemic, critically ill patients for whom transfusion is not an option. These are termed bloodless patients with transfused patients. The study was a single-center cohort study of 178 bloodless and 441 transfused consecutive patients who were severely anemic and critically ill. Patients had at least one hemoglobin level below 8 grams per deciliter within 24 hours of ICU admission. The study period spanned from 1996 to 2011. The primary outcome was in-hospital mortality. Transfused patients were older, had higher hemoglobin level at admission, and had higher Apache 2 scores. Hospital mortality rates were 24.7% in bloodless and 24.5% in transfused patients. No significant difference in ICU readmission or positive blood culture results was observed either. The authors concluded that the overall risk of mortality in severely anemic, critically ill, bloodless patients appeared to be comparable with transfused patients. Use of a protocol to manage anemia in these patients in a center with established patient blood management and bloodless medicine and surgery programs is feasible and likely to contribute to improved outcome, whereas more studies are needed to better delineate the impact of such programs. Now, the bloodless protocol used at this center is quite interesting. It's included with the supplementary documents for the article, and I have a link to these in the show notes, pharmacyjoe.com/episode89. All bloodless patients with low hemoglobin receive, according to the protocol, 100 milligrams of IV iron daily for 10 days. This is either in the form of iron dextran or iron sucrose, a one-time dose of vitamin B12, and daily folic acid and vitamin C. Then the epoetin alpha is dosed according to the level of anemia. So patients with a hemoglobin greater than 7 receive 40,000 units weekly. Patients with a hemoglobin from 5 to 7 receive 20,000 units daily. And patients with hemoglobin less than 5 receive 20,000 units of epoetin every 12 hours. The protocol is quite detailed, involves a lab draw schedule and many other things. So I suggest you take a look at that again in the show notes. The drug information question for this episode is, which antibiotics should be given to a patient with necrotizing pancreatitis? And the answer is, if they're indicated, give an antibiotic known to penetrate pancreatic abscesses. This is really a trick question. Antibiotics are no longer considered indicated for the initial treatment of patients with pancreatitis, even if they present with necrotizing pancreatitis. Patients that deteriorate or fail to improve after 7 to 10 days in the hospital may be evaluated for infected necrosis. In this case, antibiotics may be administered prophylactically pending the results of fine needle aspiration and cultures. Antibiotics known to penetrate pancreatic necrosis, such as carbapenems, quinolones, and metronidazole, should be considered in this case. The resource for this episode has to do with pathophysiology. Now, one pathophysiology topic that many students and new pharmacists often have trouble with is remembering the path that blood takes through the veins, heart, and lungs. This knowledge is important for understanding concepts about venous thromboembolism or septic emboli from endocarditis. I've got a guaranteed method of teaching this concept for life. It involves the alternative rock band, They Might Be Giants. This band was formed in the 1980s, and somewhere in the 2000s, they switched over to children's songs, including this one titled Bloodmobile.
The Bloodmobile, the Bloodmobile, a delivery service inside us. We begin in the heart's right ventricle and travel to the lungs. Red blood cells get oxygen to take back to the heart. Then from the left side of the heart and out to every cell, delivered by the Bloodmobile.
After listening to that song and watching the music video, which I have linked up in the show notes, you'll never forget this pathophysiology concept. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.